Secretary, you were the lead petitioner in this case brought in the Court of Session, and there's been a unanimous decision this morning by the appellate branch of the court, the inner house, deciding that the UK government, or particularly the Prime Minister, has acted unlawfully. Why should Boris Johnson listen to the Scottish court, first of all?
The United Kingdom is made up of Scotland and England, and Wales and Northern Ireland at present. It's a union of equals, we are told. There's not much evidence of that, but the reality is that the Union Parliament is as much governed by the jurisdiction of the English courts as it is by the Scottish courts. This is a decision of the highest court in Scotland, three judges unanimously finding that Boris Johnson has acted unlawfully. It would be a travesty if Boris Johnson tried to ignore this judgment. It was open to the British government's lawyers to try and suspend the effect of the judgment before the appeal to the Supreme Court. They didn't do so. So as the law stands, the highest court that has ruled on this matter in the British Isles has said that the prorogation is unlawful, and I and my SNP colleagues are calling on Parliament to be resumed immediately.
Mr. Mom, what happens now?
Well, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court will begin to hear the appeals of the government in our case, and Ms. Miller, and there's a case in Ireland as well. And it'll ultimately have to form a view about whether the inner house of the Court of Session, Scotland's highest court, is right, or whether the divisional court in London is right.
Meantime, it would appear that the British government are actually breaking the law.
Well, they've given unlawful advice to Her Majesty. That's a very, very unfortunate thing for them to have done. It seems to us, at least, that the prorogation is over. Parliament should be sitting again. It's got a lot of important business to get on with, and we very much hope that it does.
Well, I'm not going to head back to London until I hear that Parliament is being resumed, but as soon as I hear that that's a likelihood, I'll be going down there to do my job of representing my constituents and protecting my constituents, the people of Edinburgh and the people of Scotland, from the disastrous economic and social consequences of a no-deal Brexit.
What do you think the chances are that the Prime Minister will recall Parliament?
Well, this is a Prime Minister who doesn't seem to have much respect for the law. He has been openly stating that he intends to flout the Act of Parliament that was given royal assent on Monday that ordains him to look for an extension if he hasn't got a deal by the 19th of August. And already this morning, disgraceful briefings are coming out of number 10 Downing Street suggesting that this is a political decision by the Scottish judiciary. So what I would like to say to Boris Johnson is that in Scotland, as in England, the judiciary are independent of the executive branch of government and independent of Parliament. This is as a decision based on law with detailed reasons, and I'm calling upon Boris Johnson to respect the independence of the judiciary, respect the rule of law, respect the courts of Scotland, which is still part of this union for the time being at least, and to get Parliament back to the job it ought to be doing.
How are you funding this case?
Well, it's all crowdfunded. It's crowdfunded by thousands and thousands of tiny donations from people like many of your listeners or viewers who are concerned about what prorogation means for the functioning of our democracy.
And can people still donate?
They certainly can. If they go to the Good Law Project website, they can become a member and they can support our work more generally. There's also a crowdfunding pitch at crowdjustice.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
Very grateful.
How important is this decision today?
It is probably the most important decision in constitutional law in the United Kingdom in at least the last century. We really were in uncharted territory. It is unheard of for a British Prime Minister to suspend Parliament because he feels it's getting in its way. That is the sort of thing that happens in fascist regimes, not in a so-called democracy.